This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
For those who serve well as deacons, they have good standing for themselves, and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. For those who serve well as deacons, they have good standing for themselves, and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Last prayer. God, I'm creating this again to be delivered. We ask you right now, especially when you speak to every last one of us. And we will hear your words, and then that we will do your will. Without you, we will do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. So bless God, God. And as you bless us, we will leave this place. And even in this place, we will be a blessing unto others. Thank you, love you, we're going to be happy to show us how you live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For those who serve well as deacons, gain a good standing for themselves and also a great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Our subject for today, from good to great. From good to great. What a day of celebration. God has richly blessed us. When you become a deacon, the world recognizes that you have moved to a high level of service. A high level of service in the church, a high level of service in the community, a high level of service in the kingdom of God. Even secular society recognizes Black Lives of Deacons. I said that. There was some time ago, a few years ago, matter of fact, that there was a man who allegedly killed his wife somewhere on earth. He relocated to Savannah. And for years, in these 20 years, he was living in Savannah. He became a deacon at a local church here in Savannah. When he was arrested for the alleged murder, Savannah Morning News had a headline saying, Baptist deacon arrested. Now, to that point, and I don't think even since then, I have never written a letter to the editor of Savannah Morning News, but Randy Allen. Well, why don't you have a letter to him? Because there was a white politician who had been arrested that same week, who was a deacon at a white Baptist church. And there was no mention at all of his church affiliation. But the black man, Baptist deacon, arrested. What I'm saying to you, I'm just saying that, yes, you are elevated to another level, even in the eyes of society. There's something about eyes that we want to be focused on, watching, focused on looking. And I can tell you that yes, you've been elevated, but you've been elevated to serve. And if you serve well as deacons, the Bible says you gain good standing. Now, I've been pastor a long time, and my experience has seen me two types of people. Those who see their responsibilities as a privilege and enjoy serving the church, considering the blessings to outweigh the difficulties. And then there are those who see their duty as a privilege. The latter cannot see past the difficulties and the blessings of the world, just seeing it by them. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 3. The deacons must have convictions. They must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith in the clear mind. A conscientious believer of the mystery of the faith. The deep truth that translated into mystery. And this mystery was some total of the mystery of the faith. Deacons must hold these two things. Good standing. Read it again. Talks about good standing. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves. Right. Good standing for yourself. But good and not just for yourself, good standing for your family. Good standing for those who know you, good standing for those around you. But even more importantly, good standing with God. If you have good standing with God, you will have good standing with man. Understand that it says, you have good standing for yourself. I don't know what it is you desire for yourself, but as you serve faith and believe, even though you already have a good name, even though folk already look up to you because that's why you're in this position and moving up to the position of official and leader, then you call something the congregation, pastor, deacon, the congregation saw in you and look forward to you moving to a higher level of service. So it's good to be good, but I would say good standing for yourself, for your family, with God and this old man. But you get a chance to move from good to great because the Bible also says you have great confidence in the faith. The faith that is in Christ Jesus. As you serve well, you move from good to great. Good standing to great confidence. Good standing to great confidence in the faith. From just having a good standing to great confidence in the faith of Jesus Christ. Great confidence in knowing that you can truly trust God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Great confidence in knowing that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Great confidence in knowing that if God be for you, it doesn't matter who can be against you. Great confidence in knowing that God has equipped you with everything you need to do everything God has called you to do. The more you serve, and the greater you get involved with what God is calling you to do, you will see even a greater confidence to live where God wants you to live, to do what God wants you to do, and you see how God has so positioned you to bring His kingdom to a whole other level. Our vision, essence, and kingdom building. You've always been a part of that as long as you were a member of First Avenue. But now that the deacon band has been elevated, you're doing even more to help other people to realize the work of the ministry that God has called us to do. Yes, what can you do? How can you get? Well, what do we need God to do? The Bible says we need God to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think. But the Bible says there's a calling to the power that works in us. Who's in us? The power that works in us. Who's in us? I said the power that works in us. Us. Holy Spirit working in us. That's right. So you are called to do what we know God can do. But God chooses to use us to make His work better. No sense complaining, because He's giving all the strength you need. No sense in crying about it, because God is there to wipe up the tears from your life. No sense in getting frustrated about it, because God will be with you, He will hold you, He will guide you, He will be with you, your family, and all beyond. God has so orchestrated this that you will elevate to a place in not just a society, but a place in our community, a place in the kingdom of God, that you can be all praise and honor and glory. What is it you've been called to do? You've been called to go from good to great. There's no greater work, and there's no greater love than God gives us than the love He showed for us by sending His Son Jesus, who died for all of our sins. Where love has no man in this, then you lay down your life for free. Notice how Jesus gave His life for us. And that's the message you want to take everywhere. Oh yes, there may be times the pastor is not present. And you want to be there to give the word to those who are but that the world from him might be saved. He did not. But that's not what was good. They placed him in the heart to the gate all night long. All day said, all night said, burn! From that Sunday morning, he got up to the grave with power. Power over the grave. Victory over the death. That's the gospel message. That even now, you will take even more than you take before to a great level that those who don't know God will come to know God. It's all about you will be done. And it's not true that none should perish. That's what our desire, that none should perish. Everyone here, families, the work, the community, wherever we might go, it's our responsibility and our desire that they too come to know Christ. Matter of fact, there's anyone here today who's come to share in this worship with you today and said, you know what? I really didn't know how much God loved me. But I can see these men stepping up to a level of service that I would like to go to charity. I too would like to give myself. I would like for the Lord to live in my life. I'm missing some peace. I'm missing some joy. God can give you joy in the midst of sadness. He can give you peace in the midst of confusion. He can put it all together in your life. If you're here today, you're online, you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I'll pray a prayer right now. Can you pray also? This prayer was near the middle says that we sin to come short. And we know that the way to sin is there. But we also know that Jesus died for all of our sins and we're going to pray. So we shall confess our minds to Jesus and believe in our hearts that God will pray for the day we shall be saved. You want to be saved for the day, you want to accept Christ. To pray this prayer, not just pray for you, you have to pray. You can say this prayer to me. Even if you don't die, you say, Father, I am Christ. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart. I'm going to trust you, God. I will give you my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life and help me to do what you want me to do. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.